Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Bulky Boot Podcast. And today, we are going to be discussing Chelsea 2, Burnley 0. In the Premier League, and it was match week 21, I think. And ultimately, it was a very good performance. Extremely good performance, actually. The London is Blue guys, they asked for a three-word match review. And I put pressure, possession, and passing. And that today sums us up. Big time. Another thing that summed us up was runs in behind, playing through the middle. It's what I've been calling for weeks before Lampard got sacked. And I was saying about how it was always get to the wings, cross it in, get to the wings, cross it in. Whereas the last two games against Wolves and today against Burnley, we have been going straight through the middle and utilising the wings. Mixing it up, basically. We're having shots from outside the box. We're having shots inside the box. We're trying to carve through them. We're mixing it up big time. And it's looking fluid. It's looking energetic. They're pressing in packs. And it's mad to see. But ultimately, this is going to be a little rundown. With player ratings and key stats comparing how I did in the play predictor. Spoiler alert, not very well. So we'll start with the lineup. The one I predicted was Mendy, Silva, Zuma, Aspi, Chilwell, Mount, Kante, Hudson-Odoi, Havertz, Ziyech and Werner in a 3-4-2-1. What we got was a 3-4-1-2. And we had Mendy in goal, which I got correct. So I'm going to tick every one I got correct, actually, because I've got my notes in front of me. Rudiger, which I didn't get correct. Aspi, I did. Silva, I did. Hudson-Odoi, got correct. Jorginho and Kovacic, I didn't get. Alonso, I certainly didn't get. Werner, yes. Abraham, no. Mount, yes. Although Mount wasn't in the same position as I predicted. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 out of the 11 I predicted correctly. But I'll be completely honest. When I saw the lineup, I was a bit like, I weren't too sure. Because I've said it on here many a times about Alonso, him in particular, that I never wanted to see him play in a Chelsea shirt again for what he did against West Brom. Like the walking off to the team bus and all that. But I also turned around and said that if he does play, I'm not going to sit there and abuse him. I'm going to support him. And today, to be fair to him, he didn't put a foot wrong. And he scored a sublime goal, by the way. Like, which I'll get to shortly. Because when I do the player ratings, I'm going to be like going over goals, subs, etc., etc. And yeah, I mean, there was him who I was wary about. I was wary about Kovacic and Jorginho. I know they had a good game against Wolves, but they've never really put any form of consistency together in the sense of, like, as a pair, basically. It's always either one of them will make an absolute howler, or they'll be too slow to catch up or give the ball away or something. And I was very wary of them as well. The rest of the team, I mean, I'd have preferred Zuma in the team over Rudiger, but again, he didn't put... No one really put a foot wrong today. Werner had a couple of missed opportunities. Mount had a couple of shots he massively hit over the bar, but it weren't like out and out blunders, like give the ball away and have them go at the other end and score. It weren't anything like that. So first I'll be going over the player ratings, which I'll start with now. Mendy, I gave a 6 out of 10. Kept a clean sheet. Other than that, it would have been a 5 because his distribution was decent when it had to be. He did a Cruyff turn, actually, which was scary, to say the least. But he got away with it, passed the ball out, and he did what he had to do. He didn't really get called into action. That's why I'm not bumping him up to a 7. But ultimately, did what he had to do. Kept a clean sheet. 6 out of 10. Rudiger, again, wasn't really tested much out of the defenders. The other two were the ones doing majority of the work. And that's not through Rudiger being bad. I think that was more to do with just where... I think that was more to do with where the play happened and where it was situated. So, again, for him doing his job but not overexerting himself, 6 out of 10. Now, Aspie, Super Captain Dave, I'm going to give an 8 out of 10. Firstly, he was excellent all day. Some of the crosses he was putting in the box were brilliant. He was up and down the pitch, and the goal that he scored was just the guts that he shown to burst and get in the box. Callum Hudson-Odoi is a fast player, right? So Callum got the assist. We got the ball back, we started countering. Hudson-Odoi is sprinting at the box. He's between about halfway between the centre circle and the penalty area. So he's already got a lead on Aspie. He's got a speed difference on Aspie as well. Yet Aspie managed to catch up and get in the box, ready for Hudson-Odoi to play him the ball first time, bang, goal. The determination from Aspie to get in the box and get that shot off was unreal. And I've said countless times, whether he has a bad game or a good game, he always gives his best. And that just personified that today. 8 out of 10 for Aspie. Silva, he stopped. There was one attack that they had. No, sorry, it was a free kick they had, and they played it really quickly. And if Silva wasn't aware, that would have been, I can't remember who it was, but I think it was Dwight McNeil, would have been one-on-one with Mendy. He stopped that happening. He was alert and he was mentally aware that it was happening. And it's things like that. And he was solid in blocking, like headering out corners and stuff like that. He just had an overall solid performance. It was very, very underrated because of the performances of Hudson-Odoi, Mount, Alonso getting the goal and coming in from the cold, basically. Silva's going to go very under the radar with this performance, and his leadership is nothing to be underestimated as well. We looked composed. We looked organised. And there's only so much that Tuchel can do with that. So for that reason, I've wrote down a 7 out of 10. I could give him more. But when you see the people who I've given 8s to, I think 7 out of 10 is fair. After Thiago Silva, we have my personal man of the match, Hudson-Odoi. Again, right wing back, and Thomas Tuchel has unlocked him. He's looked good before, but he looks on a different planet right now with how brilliantly he's playing. He had Eric Peters on toast. Like, he basically ran past him and may as well have waved on the way. And it's not just beating Eric Peters with a not with the pace and all that. It's the passing. It's the pressure in. It's the determination to get back when he lost the ball. His game was overall perfect today, for me anyway. And he gave the assist to Aspilicueta in the 40th minute and was subbed off in the 73rd minute for Reece James. And, yeah, I mean, that's the Hudson-Odoi that we expected to come through. Granted, we expected it at left or right winger, not left or right wing back, but at the end of the day, when you've got Aspi, Rudiger, Silva behind you, you have that freedom to go and, I hate the term, but express yourself. And he's got the license to go and do that. He looks free. But he also, in playing that way, he's also actually determined to track back and win the ball back. So it's having a knock-on effect, and like, it's changing his game. And he's becoming exceptional right now. And I hope he keeps it up. I really do. I mean, it's tough on the likes of Reece, but then when Aspi needs a break, Reece can fill in at centre-back because he's tall, he's a tank, he can defend and he can play across like Aspi does. So Reece can go in that centre-back role next to Rudiger and Silva, or Zuma and Silva, like whatever combination of centre-backs we play. So, or he can then play right wing back if Hudson-Odoi needs a break, basically. We've got a very good utility player in Reece James on the bench, but going back to Hudson-Odoi, as it stands right now, under Thomas Tuchel, this is, forget the rest of the season beforehand, with how he's played the last two games under Tuchel, two man of the matches in a row, and he's first name on the team sheet at the moment, followed by one man who's further down the list. But I mean, you can't deny how phenomenal Hudson-Odoi's been. And as I said, 10 out of 10, man of the match, an assist. What more can you ask for? He's playing brilliantly. Moving into the centre midfield partnership, Kovacic, I've given an 8 out of 10. He was driving with the ball, passing forwards, not backwards. Some of the touches, the flicks and all that was brilliant as well. There was one in particular, it's come over him and he's sort of backheel flicked it into, I think, Mount. And it's just turned and drove. And I think that was, it led to a very big chance. And yeah, I've got to give him an 8. Jorginho was very good as well, but not as good as Kovacic. So I've given him a 7. He was not the flicks and tricks, but he was passing forward, always thinking forward, which we've been crying out for from Jorginho for months, years even, since we've signed him, basically. And Yeah, I mean, it's finally good to see, because you know he has the capabilities of creating chances. He just constantly retained possession, pass backwards, pass sideways, pass backwards. Whereas today, he was risking that pass through to the likes of Mount, to the likes of Kovar in particular, because Kovar was driving forward. And yeah, I mean, it worked. It weren't as good as Kovar, but still very good. 7 out of 10. Marcus Alonso. Now, I think it's fair to say that I've been a huge critic of Alonso. I'll be also the first to say that I'm not his biggest fan. But when he performs well, he can be a difference maker. And it was the same with Willian when we had him. If he played well, you have a serious player on your hands. It's just all a matter of consistency now with Alonso. For today, for the goal, the performance, the everything he did, he didn't put a foot wrong, basically. And I'm giving him an 8 out of 10. But what I will say is I want it to be consistent when he plays now. I'm going to assume he played today because of seeing, like, Tuchel wanting to see how he is, how he plays, rather than just how he trains. And he put in a very good shout to play more today. His goal, as I said, was sublime. Pulisic with a cross in. Like, Alonso played with Pulisic and carried on running forward. Pulisic dinked it into him, and he's controlled it on the chest, off the knee, and then just left foot top of the roof of the net. And it, as I say, it was a brilliant goal. Me speaking about it doesn't do it justice. You'll need to go and see it to see how good it was. But again, as I said, like, it needs to be more consistently now. And I think if he plays against Tottenham, because that's our next game, as far as I'm aware. Yeah, it is. We've got Spurs. I think he can. He always turns up against Spurs when he plays. But he needs to be on his A game against Spurs. And, sorry, just to interrupt myself, West Ham 1, Liverpool 3. It's just finished. So, but yeah, I mean, going back to Alonso, like, if he can put the performance in consistently, then I'll have no problem him playing at all, none. And like today, as I've said, I'll criticize him when he plays poorly. I'll praise him when he played well. He's played well today, so 8 out of 10. Goal in the 84th minute. We move on. Werner. Now, Werner was very unlucky today. One of his shots he attempted was sort of mishit, and it hit his right shin onto his left leg and went out. He had a few other chances. He had one, I think, early in the first half, and he put it down to Nick Pope's right, like, in the bottom corner, but it just weren't hard enough. So Nick Pope saved it relatively easily. But with Werner, after the 1-0, it was perfect for him, because Burnley had to come out, which then left the space in behind. And he was making the runs, and he was pointing where he wanted the ball. And out of, say, every 5 times, we would make them runs forward and he would make the run. Maybe 1 or 2 was actually attempted to pass to him. It was noticeable when Kai came on, because the first thing Kai Havertz did when he came on was try a pass straight through to Werner on the run. And I think that's one of the keys to getting the best out of Werner as well. Like having Havertz in and around him. Because less people, they're friends. They know each other's game. They've got good chemistry on and off the pitch. So if Kai Havertz is playing, he's going to automatically look for Timo. And whereas not everyone is, basically. And for that reason, I'm giving him a 6 out of 10. He missed a couple of chances. They weren't gilt-edged chances, but they were half chances. And my main reason for giving him a 6 is the fact that although he missed them, he kept going. He kept trying. I'm giving him a bonus point, basically, for his mental attitude. Because his mental attitude is among the best I've seen. He's always determined to keep going, keep trying. And they said a stat that it was the longest period he's gone without a league goal in his career. And I've got no doubt in my mind that that will end soon. It will. And what better way for it to end than against Tottenham? Because he loves scoring against Tottenham. So let's bring it on. And yeah, as I said, 6 out of 10. And that brings me into who I thought was the, quote, worst player on the pitch for us. But again, it weren't a bad performance. It was decent. Was Tammy. I don't really remember him being in the game, if I'm being totally honest. And again, for that reason, I can't give him any more than a 5. And it's harsh, I know, because the rest of the team played well, but the rest of the team, barring Rudiger, maybe, did things that were memorable in the game. Like Silva with the block, Aspie, Hudson, they all did stuff that was more memorable. Whereas I don't remember Tammy doing much. So, but also, on the same breath, I don't remember him doing anything wrong. So, 5 out of 10. Mount. Now, he had a couple of wayward shots, let's be real. But the rest of his game, oh my God, what a player. He's going to hit a different level of world class. He's phenomenal. Like, if Hudson-Odoi weren't playing today, he would have been the best player on the pitch by a mile. Like, it's not even close. He was sublime. The passing, the runs, again, flicks, tricks. Like, it was all working. The only thing that didn't work for him today was his shooting boots. 9 out of 10. Yeah, it's as simple as that. Moving on to the subs. Pulisic got subbed on in the 45th minute. I've given him a 7 out of 10. Mainly for the assist. And then you got Reece James, 6 out of 10. Havertz, I'd say 5 out of 10. Because he only had 10 minutes or so. And as for Reece, he did a few good moves, like a few good passes. He had a good shot, well saved by Nick Pope as well. And that is my player ratings. So, yeah, I mean, overall, you got to give a good performance. If I was to give a rating for the manager as well, it's got to be a 10 to Thomas Tuchel. But going over the stats, so for the play predictor, I predicted 70% possession. It was 71% possession. So I was close with that one. We had 19 shots on target. 19 shots, 8 on target, sorry. whereas I predicted 13 shots, 7 on target. So we had more shots than I predicted, and I was rather close with those shots on target. I predicted Werner to score in the 14th minute. It was Aspi in the 40th. I predicted 10 corners, we had 4. And I predicted 4-0, and it was 2-0. So, not great. Yeah, I was relatively close with a couple, like the shots on target and the possession, but other than them, I was way off. But with that win, we got up to 7th. And that's a very misleading... Well, not misleading, because obviously we deserve to be 7th, but the two teams below us, Villa and Everton, both have 2 games in hand over us. And if they win those, they'll be 6 and 5 points ahead of us, respectively. Like, one of them's tied on points for us, the other's 1 point behind us, but they've both got 2 games in hand. So, if they win those, we'll be down in 9th. With Tuchel at the helm, we're seeing a noticeable difference. So I do believe we will start picking up points sooner rather than later. Obviously, we got 3 today. We've got 4 in Tuchel's 2 games in charge. And we've not conceded a goal as well. So there's that. But yeah, we've got Spurs next on Thursday, I think. I think it's Thursday. When's the 4th? Monday the 1st, Tuesday the 2nd. Wednesday the 3rd. Yeah, Thursday the 4th at 8 p.m. And then we've got Sheffield United on the Sunday. It better be on the Sunday anyway. Because if it's on the Saturday, like it's predicted, like it was predicted before the TV times came about, then it's just bullshit. But yeah, we move on to Spurs. We have to beat them. We really do. One, because of top 4, etc., etc., but 2, and the main reason, it's Spurs. Let's go out and let's fucking smash them. I'm sick of seeing Jose nicking points off of people because he's parked the fucking bus. It was great when it worked for us, but when it worked for us, even we were singing boring, boring Chelsea. We sung it as a joke because we didn't care we were winning, but at the end of the day, it is boring to watch. It's annoying to play against. So get an early goal and let's let them come out and then smash them 5-0 or more. But that is going to be the end of the Burnley versus Chelsea review. If you did enjoy it, please give me a share around. It'll mean the absolute world to me. Follow me on Twitter at CookCO4. That is COOKEC04. And until next time, guys, just remember, blue is the colour, football is the game, and goodbye.